The 14th round of negotiations over the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is about to get underway in the Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. The TPP is poised to become the largest so-called free trade agreement in U.S. history. But so far, the public hasn't been allowed to even review what U.S. negotiators are proposing in the name of the American people. Occupy Wall Street and a number of other social justice organizations are planning a major mobilization starting tomorrow, September 6th, through the 15th, to demand an end to the backroom deal-making. Arthur Stamoulis is executive director of the Citizens Trade Campaign.
That's going to impact the economy, the environment, democracy itself. And trade negotiators have refused to tell the public what's being proposed in our names. Meanwhile, they've granted approximately 600 corporate lobbyists, Walmart, Cargill, Chevron, companies like that, access to the negotiating text and the negotiators. So we see this as a backroom deal for the 1%. We're very worried that it's going to become a NAFTA on steroids. It's already looking at the number of countries at the table far larger than NAFTA in terms of its economic scope, its geographic scope. It's also specifically being negotiated as what's called a docking agreement, meaning that other countries can dock on or join over time. So this could very well be the last U.S. free trade agreement where the U.S. negotiates a deal with the countries who are willing to play ball and then strong arms other countries into joining one at a time over a period of years. So we're very, very worried. Walmart, companies like that, want to use this to offshore good-paying jobs to lower and lower wage nations, find supply chain alternatives to China in countries like Vietnam, where sweatshop workers are paid only a third to a half of what Chinese sweatshop workers are paid. The drug companies want to use it to extend drug patents, blocking access to generic medications. Wall Street wants to use it to block common sense financial regulations, and big oil and the extractive industries want to use it to open up markets to frack natural gas, tar sands, Powder River Basin coal in Asia, and block any types of regulations that would prevent them from doing that. So this is a big deal. And labor, environmental, public health, internet freedom groups, a whole range of progressive organizations are going to be in Leesburg this weekend protesting.
Would this agreement allow corporations to sue sovereign nations to overturn domestic law like the CAFTA deal does?
It does. So this would include what's called investor-to-state dispute resolution. So under the World Trade Organization, or WTO, that some people may have heard of, the United States has lost about 90% of around 65 separate cases brought against us, weakening parts of the Clean Air Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, even our internet gambling laws have been challenged. Where the TPP would go beyond the WTO is allowing individual corporations the ability to challenge our laws, our regulations, even court decisions in these international tribunals that circumvent our domestic judicial system and the domestic judicial system of any other country. As you mentioned, we have this system in place with some smaller trade agreements like CAFTA, but those are, you know, primarily U.S. corporations challenging the laws of developing countries. There aren't that many big Dominican corporations or Guatemalan corporations challenging U.S. laws in these international tribunals. Extending this system throughout the entire Pacific Rim would certainly increase the number of challenges in developing countries, but would also very likely expose U.S. laws and regulations and court decisions significantly more attacks. I mean, if a capital exporting country like Japan, if their corporations had access to these tribunals, the chickens could come home to roost.
At what point would the Obama administration or the Romney administration be compelled to reveal the details of the agreement to the American public, since it would have to be approved by Congress before it could be signed into law?
Well, that's right. Right now, the U.S. Trade Representative's office has said that they have no intention of sharing any of the text with the American public while the agreement is still under negotiation. And they're going to wait until the negotiations are concluded, the deal is signed, and then it'll go to Congress for an up or down vote, you know, at which point the text would become public, but it would be virtually impossible to make any substantive changes at that point to what's imagined to be 26 separate chapters covering everything from banking regulations to public procurement policy to food safety standards. to the environment. And the USTR, U.S. Trade Representative, has already said that they can only get this passed through Congress under fast track, which is a process that circumvents normal debate, review, and amendment procedures. And again, only gives Congress an up or down vote, so there's no filibuster, there's no amendments, there's none of that. As far as I know, this is the only type of public policy that's considered that way, and none of these trade agreements would pass without it.
There are events planned to protest the secrecy of the negotiations and some of the details that have been leaked out so far. What's happening this week to counter the negotiations?
There'll be a big rally on Sunday at 3 o'clock outside the Lansdowne Resort in Leesburg, Virginia, where the negotiators are meeting. We've got free buses coming down from D.C., potentially from Baltimore, carpooling from New York. Labor, environmental, public health, internet freedom, consumer, family farm, Occupy, all sorts of social justice organizations, over 40 are mobilizing people for a major rally outside of the hotel where negotiators are meeting. We'll hear from experts across the United States and around the world about the risks that the TPP poses, and we'll be sending a message directly to negotiators. Some folks who pre-registered as stakeholders will actually be able to go inside the hotel, and we'll be sharing photos from what's going on outside, and we're going to be as loud as we can to let negotiators know that we're watching them, that they're not going to get away with negotiating a deal like this behind closed doors, and that they're accountable to people, not just big corporations.
Arthur Stamoulis is Executive Director of the Citizens Trade Campaign. More information about the protests this weekend in Virginia is available online at citizenstrade.org. That's citizenstrade.org.